Well, a somewhat sluggish start to the month after September marked the worst monthly performance so far this year for both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq. Indeed, for the last quarter, the three major indices finished in the red. And for the month of October, things aren't off to much of a better start, despite the fact that over the weekend, US lawmakers beat their own deadline and did a deal in time to avoid a partial shutdown of the government. That would have led to millions of workers being furloughed or working without pay. And yet the mood among investors this Monday seemed solemn, kicking off the final 3 months of the year. Most sectors struggled. Only technology and communication services were up for the day. So at the close, the Dow dropped 0.2%. A late break helped the S&P to squeak into the green, rising but only just by less than 0.1%. And the Nasdaq bounced back, rising 0.7%. Meanwhile, a key banking survey showed the volume of loans and demand for them have both dropped amid tightening credit standards. The commercial real estate sector has in particular been badly hit. That's according to the Dallas Federal Reserve survey, which also noted that bankers remain pessimistic with expectations for worsening business activity over the next 6 months. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.